Lesson number 4, the various resonances of the southeastern United States dialect regions. Now, as I stated earlier, this is one of the few dialect areas, the southeastern United States, that I have to do a little bit differently in this series, where it's not really helpful to start by generating sound changes out of the resonance of the dialect, like I do in most of the other tapes. Now, this is not because resonance ceases to be at all of interest in this dialect, but because the lilt characteristic that we've been working with is so much more pervasive. No matter what happens to the resonance, we tend to still have this basic lilt going through the dialect in one degree or another. What we're now going to do is to look not only at the resonance of the general American Southern speech that I've been working with, but at variations in resonance that distinguish different parts of the American South. Now, in all of the tapes in this series, I identify what I call an imaginary point of focus, or an imaginary point of maximum vibration, where the speaker of any dialect can feel the greatest amount of energy resulting from the configuration of the cavity. Now, for example, in non-regional American speech, which I switch to now, I place this point of focus approximately at the midpoint of the mouth, halfway between the palate and the tongue, and about halfway back in the cavity, the place where, if you put one finger of each hand into the hollows of your cheeks and opened your mouth slightly, the place where, if the cheeks were flexible enough, the fingers would meet. Now, for the general American Southern speech that I've been working with, the point moves somewhat forward to the a point not quite as far forward as the British, which I place between the lips and the teeth, but about halfway between the midpoint of the mouth and the teeth. So it focuses the energy up there. And if we went for a minute just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, I think you'd feel and experience the resonance moving just slightly forward. We haven't worked on it prior to this, but I think you find that the general lilt carries it forward there into that region. Now, there are several other resonances that I want to deal with here, and then give you a quick example of how each of them would work on a short passage. Now, if we would go into what I call the plantation. The plantation speech is going to intensify most of those lilt extensions that we were dealing with. It's going to carry out a little harder sound. It's not going to lilt quite as much, although the lilt will still be there. And you're going to pull that resonance further back into the mouth, so that instead of having 1, 2, 3, you have 1, 2, 3. The lilt come, that resonance focus comes just a little bit further back, or further back, if you want to do the I sound of the plantation regions. And it's now still inside the cavity, but slightly back of the midpoint of the mouth where I am now. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now, there's another region which is sort of similar resonance in both Tennessee and in certain parts of the mountain or hillbilly regions, where you get a very nasal twang coming onto the speech, and where you start coming through your nose. Now, if you don't know how to get a nasal twang, all you have to do is shut your mouth. What I just said was shut your mouth and continue talking through your nose, and where you let a lot of that resonance spill out through the nose. So the difference between parts of Tennessee, you're going to have in those regions still dropping of the R's, or dropping of the R's. And as you get into the mountain areas of Tennessee and other mountain regions, the intrusive R's are going to come back in. So you can have this sort of thing with a very hard R instead of the R drop. But the basic thing that you want to generate the resonance from for this hillbilly sort of speech is the nasal addition to the sound. Now, the last one we're going to look at is another sort of dialect region which is characteristic of some areas of Texas, Panhandle, Western Texas, where you actually have what some people call throaty resonance.
where the sound gets pulled way back into the throat. You got to be careful of this one because you don't want to hurt your vocal folds when you're doing it. What I would do is I would lower the larynx just a little bit and open the mouth on the back just a little bit so that you get most of this resonance in the cavity and you hear this sort of thing happening with the West Texas sort of speech and panhandle. And again, in this part of Texas, you would tend very frequently to have the R's intrusive coming in as they wouldn't be in the general American South. Now, what I'm going to do here is take a short passage from a Gilbert and Sullivan song. And this is the exciting part for me. I get to do Gilbert and Sullivan in Southern dialect, which is fun. But we'll look at just a short passage and do it all three ways. Maybe we might even do it all four ways. Who knows? General American Southern. The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, "I blush for shame," so kindly be indulgent. But fierce and bold and fiery gold, he glories all effulgent. I mean to rule the earth as he the sky. We really know our worth, the sun and I. Now, if we were to take this more into plantation sound, it might be, "The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, 'I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent.' We really know our worth, the sun and I." There tend to be also a lot less pitch variety in that plantation sort of region than there would be pitch variety and intonation going on in the general South. All right, moving on into the hillbilly sound with the nasal sound, the intrusive R's. "The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty, scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, 'I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent.' But fierce and bold, in fiery gold, he glories all effulgent." And you hear here how the lilt extensions tend to be very, very hard. The minor ones frequently go into major ones, and you have that imposed on the nasal sound. And finally, with a sort of pulled-back Texas sound, "The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty, scorns to tell a story. Don't exclaim, 'I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent. But fierce and bold and fiery gold, the glory's all effulgent. I mean to rule the earth as he the sky. We really know our worth, the sun and I.'" And here again, West Texas, you get not much intonation, although you're still hearing the basic pattern of I mean to rule the earth. You still have the lilt extensions, but they're not as dominant as they've been in the other parts of the general American South. And this is the end of the lesson on the different resonances of the Southern American dialect.